Where do you want to be in 2020? Marley Elaine is a motivational speaker and life coach who can help guide you there. Here in Chattanooga, she's teaching a class at the Chattery on Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Marley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And that's part of why we wanted to talk with you today, because you are teaching a class at the Chattery, Ready, Set, Goals for 2020.
Right. This is the time of year, you know, the new year. Everyone gets even more inspired to work on themselves, you know, their investments, their personal investments for growth, because that's the way we're built. You know, we're always wanting to expand the better and better experience in our life, maybe in different areas like our health, you know, or our wealth and prosperity, or the kind of work that we love to do in the world, or our relationships. We have our focus on that more than ever right now at this time of year. And so we are naturally, you know, creative beings, always in a creative process. Like, we've been doing the creative process since the dawn of time. But when you think about the word creativity, we think that's kind of reserved for musicians or artists when we think about creativity.
And it can also be a very abstract word.
Yes. Yes. So whenever we're doing simple things like investing in our relationships, we're in a creative process. Whenever we're looking for our life's purpose, we're in a creative process. When we're raising children and building families and cultivating friendships, we're always in a creative process. And so creativity is actually synonymous with being a human being.
Creativity is also synonymous with never happening in a straight line.
No, it does not. We think that it does because, you know, whenever you get inspired for the first time, don't you just feel this rush of energy and this positivity all around you? And so you really feel like you could just shoot off like a rocket with your inspiration and reach your end destination in that straight line. And creativity, the creative process, is not built like that. It is actually a curvy, windy line that kind of resembles a roller coaster. And in that process, it's really not a question of if, but a question of when you are going to hit that brick wall of frustration. Like, everybody has hit that brick wall of frustration in their processes of obtaining goals and achieving things. It is there. And what's unfortunate is most people don't know it's part of the creative process. So that's when most people give up and go home, because they tell themselves stories of, well, see, this wasn't meant to be, or I wasn't capable of achieving this, or it was too hard, or I didn't have the resources, or my family told me I wasn't made to do this, or I couldn't achieve that. And so when we hit that brick wall, you know, we kind of give up.
What are some of the tools that you are going to share in this workshop to help people with that?
I've got great tools. I have great creative tools of clarity. Because once we're clear in our minds, like, what is the next step? That's what gives us hope again and inspiration after we've hit it. So some of the tools that you could use and bring in when you hit that brick wall is re-strategizing your approach. All throughout the creative process, the most successful people are always re-strategizing. You don't just come up with the first strategy and that's it and that's what's going to work. No, you're always taking a step back and looking at it again from a different view. Where are you now? How can you approach this better?
It's more like a first draft and a second draft.
Exactly.
And on and on.
Exactly. One of the reasons Madonna's Madonna, because she just keeps re-strategizing her approach to doing the things she loves in the world. So take a note from Madonna. But also calling in allies. So we all need that support group. We all need that tribe around us that supports us, gives us positive feedback. Also, maybe an accountability system like, hey, I'm going to check in with you and I'm going to give you a weekly report on my progress, how far I am, or I'm going to tell you I'm totally failing at it this week. I just didn't have a good week. And that's where you get your feedback and your support and, you know, somebody to be behind you, helping you go the distance. And then I think one of the other things that's really, really super important is calibrating your focus, fine-tuning your focus on the daily investment. Because a lot of times we'll have a goal, we'll have a dream, we'll have a desire, a thing we want to shift, and we look at it out in the distance and it looks humongous. It looks too big. It's overwhelming. And so really when you bring yourself to the sweet spot of the present moment and you're like focused on your daily investment, maybe sometimes the movement you have is just like a micro movement or something. And then maybe some days you have great success in movement, but you're moving. You're moving toward that. So those are some of the tools that I'm going to share, how to break down that wall or scale that wall and get past it, because it's only a part of the process.
And another part of the process is maintaining your momentum.
Absolutely. That's another place where if we don't have that momentum, stoking those fires of momentum, then we kind of fall off too. So that's like another snare in the road of our process. And I really feel like it's important that we experience the happiness in the process, because that's what's going to stoke our momentum. Most people are thinking, I will be happy when. I'll be happy when I'm 20 pounds lighter, when I've reached that goal, when I have that love I'm looking for, when I'm doing the work I love in the world. No, be happy in the process. Don't be overwhelmed and stressed and anxiety and pressured.
And with the progress in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrate those moments. Whether they're big moments, small moments, when you are doing your daily focus, make sure that a part of your daily routine is having a celebration. Do something fun. Build that into your day. It's not just work, work, work. You have to celebrate along the way. Because when you reach that goal, then it just makes that celebration so much sweeter.
And beyond this class, you have something else going on. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this year I am birthing something that I have really been in the creative process over this last year of creating. And it's more focused to focus with women, to work with women. And it's called Wild Heart Woman, Create Your Happy New Year. And so the class that I'm hosting at the Chattery and then also at the Press this January is going to be built around dancing in some rituals of looking at our past year of 2019 and looking at what accomplishments and triumphs we did have. Did we achieve? What was our success? But then also looking at what didn't work for us. What don't I resonate with anymore that I really need to let go of? And burn, baby, burn. We're going to have a little ritual where we write these things down and actually have a fire ritual that we're just going to send them up in smoke. We don't need them anymore. And that is going to prepare us to create our 2020 vision of what we do want to be the architect and the designer of our greatest successes, our happiness and our joy, our growth, our expansion, believing in ourselves and building our self-worth and loving the life that we live, actually being present. So that's what I have going on as well.
And to follow you online, the classes at the Chattery, of course, can be found at thechattery.org. How else can people follow you online?
Absolutely. So you can find me at marlieelaine.net. And if you want to check out the classes that are happening in January and throughout the rest of the year, you can click on upcoming events and find all the information there.
All right, Marlie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.